Pablo Picasso said, "Only put off until tomorrow what you're willing to die having left undone." Ooh, that's hardcore. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up happy, conscious living, mostly through mindset, through drastic transformation, through radical responsibility, through digging in and not surface dwelling. Yeah, a lot goes on around here. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. If you're new around here, welcome to Snippet Land. If you're over 40 and struggling with alcohol, a woman who's got everything on the go, but secretly on the sly, struggling with your alcohol, you're in the right place, doll. You're in the right place. Gals, even though we deal with a very serious topic, I do like to try and keep things light around here. But today, I just want to warn you, fasten up that seatbelt, get ready, because we do have a serious topic today. And first of all, I want to share with you that this episode is in honor of a client who recently passed. Her name, I'm going to keep private to honor her memory. We will call her Laurel. Laurel joined me in December of 2024 and shared with me on our first meeting that she was fighting cancer for the third time. She had beaten cancer twice before and was on her third round of cancer, different types each time. And she said to me, "Becca, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't want to die drunk." And my heart just, it was such a touching moment. She ended up trying to join my group coaching program, but it turned out it wasn't right for her. Listen, gals, not all of us belong in a group. Some of us need one-on-one support, and that's perfectly fine. Others do well in the group, and still others prefer a group plus some one-on-one as well. The way I help women is in any of the best way that works for you, and that's why I meet women before I have them join me, because there's all sorts of options out there, and we need to find, as I say here a lot, I say this a lot, find the path that's right for you, and then hold on to it like a dog with a bone and ride it all the way to success. And that's why I have a very flexible ways of helping you, right? So let's talk about Laurel. She came in, she was fighting both alcohol and cancer. And a few weeks ago, she lost the battle with cancer. But guess what, gals? She was sober for months before she died. She never drank again after meeting me in December. And I watched her struggle, and let me tell you, it wasn't that she didn't want to. If you can imagine, when we're used to turning to alcohol during difficult times, she had a lot of difficult times. But she stuck close to me, and more importantly, she did the work. She was absolutely determined to leave this world or carry on whatever was going to be in store for her without alcohol. And Laurel, my heart, it just is so honored to have had you in my life. Thank you for joining me and trusting me, and congratulations on accomplishing your goal. That took so much courage. Gals, this episode is about time. Laurel is a perfect example of grabbing onto the time we have. And time is precious, right? Time is irreplaceable. Time is a non-renewable resource. And yet we waste it. We just think, oh, I'll get to it tomorrow. Now, I get this. I do it. We all do it. We all know. I don't have to tell you that you can't get more time on this earth. You have a certain amount of time. That's it. And we don't even know how much time that is. We know, right? And yet we end up getting into routines and onto autopilot, and we waste it. We waste and waste and waste it. Me, drinking until I'm 52. Hello, the queen of wasting time, trying to quit, failing, refusing to get the help I need, putting it off, because there was always some reason why I needed to put it off. Now is not the right time. The excuses were endless. And I want you to remember today that the excuses will always be endless. Whatever you think you're waiting for is nonsense. And here's why. Life is never going to clear a path for you to gently and easily ease into sobriety. By that, I mean, it's nothing, the moment is not coming where you have nothing coming up in your life that's going to require you to be extra strong, and things are just going to be smooth and easy, and it's okay, let's go gentle on her now for the next few months or weeks because she's in early sobriety and it's not a good time to stress her out. Life's just going to keep right on happening. And whether that's the holidays coming up in a couple of months, actually they start next month, depending on where you live, if we start at Thanksgiving, right? That holiday season is a classic example of women putting it off. Well, I can't quit now. You know, I'll wait until January. Wasted time. Recall, Laurel joined me in December, and we even talked about that. She said, I know it's a terrible time to quit drinking. She had a son, a grandson. She had a life, kids, a life. Just because she had cancer doesn't mean she didn't have other things going on. Christmas was coming, and she said, I don't care, Becca. I don't want to waste any more time. And she grabbed on and did it despite the holiday season. So whatever's coming up in your life, yeah, we have the holidays coming, but what about your birthday? What about their birthday? What about his birthday? What about the 4th of July? What about endless reasons? Or there's just difficulties going on in your life and you're like, oh my God, not now. I just have too much going on. Gals, the day is never going to come when nothing is happening in your life and the runway has been cleared for you to quit drinking. We have to just decide, I don't know what's going on. All I know is I don't want alcohol in my life anymore. And we throw down the gauntlet and we decide now is the time and we stop wasting our precious time. So I want to also share with you today, super excited. In early September, I did a 7-day sobriety sprint. Women from that sprint joined me and they're still sober, gals. Not everybody. Never. Of course not. 70 women joined me. If I got 70 out of 70, that would be actually some sort of world record. That's not how it works. But there were a few women who decided enough is enough. They joined me for those 7 days. They decided to stay with me and they're still sober, growing, and learning how to live alcohol-free. I decided I want to do this at least one more time before we get deeper into October and November. And so coming up, that's right, we're doing another one. This one's 3 days. It's October 3, 4, and 5. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this is called the It's My Time Sobriety Seminar. We're doing a 3-day, essentially a workshop seminar, call it what you will, and I'm going to show you the fundamentals, the basics of what you need to get your sobriety started. And yes, at the end of it, I'll invite you to stay with me for a couple of months. The women who do these events and then stay get sober. But not only that, the truth is, some of the women who do these events, even if they don't stay with me, they still get a really good foundation. And some of them do carry on their sobriety, although they need help somewhere. Okay, so there are options. I just want you to know that the time has come. It's time to stop wasting time. We can get more of everything, gals, but not time, right? We can get more money. We can get other relationships. We can buy a new house. We can't get any more time, and we're all of an age. Alcohol steals our lives. It stole my 20s, my 30s, and my 40s. Gone. Luckily, I realize now, I can look back and realize that I had to go through all of that so I could sit here today and help you. Because without those experiences, how could I help you? I speak from experience. So it's worth it, but come on. Enough already, right? So gals, today is the day. Regardless of what's going on in your life, tap the link in the show notes and let me know you're coming and joining me on the It's My Time Sobriety Seminar, October 3, 4, and 5. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up real quick here. We'll get together and we'll start your sobriety because this is the perfect time. The perfect time. In fact, let's say you're hearing this and October 3rd, 4th, and 5th have passed. I want you to know something. It's still the perfect time. Whenever you're hearing my voice, it's the perfect time. Why? Because now is the perfect time. We have no time to waste. Whenever the thought occurs to you, it's the right time. And remember what Pablo Picasso said, only put off until tomorrow what you're willing to die having left undone. Hey, it might sound harsh, but it's the truth. Sometimes the truth just smacks you right in the face. So, Laurel, one more time, my dear, thank you so much for being in my life. Thank you for trusting me. And more than that, thank you for showing me what courage really and truly looks like. I'm so proud of you for choosing sobriety when you could have so easily taken the easy way out. So, gals, your time is now. Go to the show notes, tap the link, and let me know you're coming. And together, on October 3, 4, and 5, I will show you that it is your time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.